skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight.
Ooh, happy Halloween! It's a very Halloween episode. This is why we are talking in the vampire voices, which don't really make sense with our costumes.
Transylvania.
Yes!
Yes!
Welcome to our Halloween special of Roomies Talking Movies.
We need a new name.
Why?
It's Halloween.
Oh!
Roomies
Talking Toomies! Because it's like tombs, like ooh, like zombies.
Oh.
Pretty good, right?
I thought like Roomies Talking like two V's, like we're starting a new podcast.
Like there's
it's
a second
podcast.
Okay, no. That's like our second YouTube channel.
Okay.
Okay.
Roomies Talking. I was going to say boovies, because like boo and then
but
movies,
that's also
but
one letter off from being boobies.
Booties.
Oh.
Danon.
Well, you went now we see where we're at.
Why hasn't Jackson submitted anything?
Oh, because, oh, first, for all of you listening on the podcast format, let's go around real quick and describe our costumes, as you can see. I am dressed as Elmer Fudd, but if he were Mexican, Camden?
I'm a pirate.
Arrgh! There we go. And as you can see, Jackson is dressed like a ghost. The joke is that he couldn't make it.
No. He's a ghost.
Oh.
He really
committed. Gone, but not
role.
Forgotten. Yeah. All right, but this week we are back to talk about Doom. And we're skipping the news this week just because we got to get out by Halloween. So let's jump into the Doom review. Also, before we get started, Doom with an M?
Not an N.
Not an N. We just
not
did
Dune.
Dune was done. Now it's Doom.
Now we're dooning Doom.
We're dooning Doom.
And do it.
All right.
Now we're dooming Doom.
All right, let's just get into the review.
We doon doon. Now we're dooming
Doom. This is going to be a big old pile of Doom Doom, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So let's just jump right into this. Doom. We're talking about the hit video game movie that came out.
Yeah, I can't find the year that it was made because everything I've seen before this says 2003.
Yeah.
Now it says 2005.
Oh, I thought it was 2004. So
sometime between
Shrek 2 and Shrek 3, this movie came out.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I'm pretty sure Shrek 2 came out in 2003. So
but when did Shrek 3 come out?
Shrek 3 came out in 2007. Common knowledge. How do you not know that?
I'm sorry.
Then, of course, Shrek 4 came out in 2014, Shrek Forever After, starring Michael Myers as Shrek, but then with the introduction or reintroduction, because he was in the first one, of Rumpelstiltskin, this time with a new design and a more malicious intent. But we're not here to get into the filmography
of
Shrek.
We're here to
talk about Doom. We're here to talk about
the lore of Doom, starring who, Danon?
In this movie, based off the credits alone, it's The Rock, which
it's
is, I think, the only movie I've seen where
it's just The
Rock.
Maybe there was a period of time
probably
between
Tooth Fairy?
2003 and 2005.
Tooth Fairy in the game plan, maybe?
Maybe. But do you think he like legally changed his name for a couple years?
Just for those three.
Just for these
and then he's like,
movies.
This is not working. People are confused.
The Rock. And everyone's like, who is this guy? He's just a rock. I don't understand.
Do you think it has any similarity to WWE superstar Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Nah.
Speaking of being a WWE superstar, should we talk about his acting?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something.
Hasn't changed since 2003 to 5.
You know what I noticed in this movie? I was drawn into focusing on his the sweat that he had throughout the movie as it progressively
glistening.
Got sweatier.
Mm-hmm. He got really sweaty and really bloody, too.
A nice touch. Not The Rock's fault. The Semper Fi tattoo on his back.
Oh, yeah.
Chef's kiss.
That one was great.
It looked like
someone just took a Sharpie and just went, Semper Fi.
And boom, goes the dynamite.
There
There's a characterization.
Rock, on
it slaps him on the back. we're, of course, talking about one of The Rock's most famous roles. He's playing Sarge in this movie. And, of course, just right out the gate, spoilers galore because everyone's seen this movie before.
A certain number of years ago.
Some people have seen this movie before.
How many people do you think in total? Okay, better question. Hmm. What did it gross at the box office?
I'm thinking early 2000s. I'm going to say 465,000.
That's really low.
Yeah.
I'm going 12.7 million.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see if we got
58.7 million US dollars.
Holy!
Should we give a clap for Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Good job, Dwayne. If that doesn't jumpstart his acting career, nothing will.
Yeah. Yeah. But man has not learned how to act.
I think
I think. There's been a little bit of progression.
I think I like this version of The Rock more.
This is like the pebble.
Because Yeah, okay. I'll give you that. I'll give you that softball. Now. That's nothing. I hate you. I got you.
He's so tiny in this movie.
Dude, he would bench you. He would snap you in half.
At his IMDb and I scrolled down. There was an article related to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It was a current picture of him. Dude is huge.
Oh, it's like The Rock was here for a
second. You take it for granted until you watch.
Really? Rock pun? Seriously? Today of all days?
Bannon, I feel like we watched the wrong movie.
The Rock movie? Come on,
The
man.
Rock movie. The one we watched was on Amazon Prime, and it said 2003, and it was an hour 44 runtime.
Yeah.
This one says 2005, and it's an hour 50.
Oh, that's the unrated version.
We didn't watch the unrated version.
I'm not spending that much to hear The Rock say fucking piss and shit.
He said fuck and shit. He did. He said fuck. Semper Fi, motherfuckers.
Best line in cinema. I don't care what you have to say. But what was really great about this is they do something that you're not expecting, especially with today's era of The Rock. Rock was a bad guy.
He was a bad boy, that Rock.
I think this is actually 100% what inspired the Peacemaker twist in Suicide Squad. Because you're like, he's pretty solid. And then he goes like, we're killing everyone here.
Very Suicide Squad reminiscent with that whole twist at the end.
Yeah.
It was about government information.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was an army guy.
Yeah.
And another army guy.
Yeah.
Doing army things.
Yes.
As they do.
Yeah.
Secret mission.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Should we keep the data? Should we destroy the data? Should we?
He's like, let's kill children. And they're like, that's not right.
Let's kill everyone in this complex, even though I know they're all good people, because I was just here.
Because I'm thorough. That's what he said.
And that's why he got promoted to sergeant.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He's done this before.
Now, for those of you uninitiated, Doom is based off the video game of no relation. Doom, also titled, classic video game, had a lot of sequels. Its latest one that came out reached critical acclaim and all that. About this basic soldier man called Doom Guy. Out there fighting demons, sometimes zombies. And this one seems to be an alien parasite kind of thing.
Yeah, it was okay.
But a twist, The Rock is not Doom Guy. That's two twists in one movie.
You would really expect him to be the Doom Guy, just
you know,
based off
his
look.
The Doom Guy.
You
have the cast list right there, and I already know you know the actor.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make a point how like unforgettable.
Unforgettable?
No, forgettable. Mm. Sorry. God, this is just so embarrassing. I'm so sorry.
It's a good thing it's not being recorded.
Where is he?
He's Keith Urban.
Carl Urban.
Keith
Urban. All right. Every mistake I just made in the past 30 seconds.
No.
Erase it. Get it off the board.
Not even the last.
Keith Urban starting this
Not
movie.
Even the last 30 seconds. I'll give you the last three episodes. That
Thank
one's
you.
On me for Keith Urban.
That one's
Urban.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
John Grimm. That's his actor's name.
Yes.
John Grimm.
His code name was Reaper. Which was funny because Grim Reaper, and they pointed out in the movie, and you're like, yeah, I get it. Movie, you're not.
And like Overwatch too.
Yes, this actually inspired Overwatch Little known fact, Doom inspired most of pop culture that we see now today because of how important it was.
Was?
Is.
Is.
Yeah. That's Can't wait for Doom 2. I waited through all the credits.
There was no like Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be back.
Yeah.
As I don't know what he'd play in
Doom
the next
2?
Movie. Dwayne The Rock Johnson dies in this movie.
Yeah, for sure. Twice.
Mm-hmm. Twice.
I'm not supposed to die. And then he died. And you're like,
that was funny. I was like, oh, he's coming back as Doom Guy.
No, he died.
He died.
And then he came back and he's like, I got bit, but I'm good.
So should we talk about the logistics of the whole
Let's talk
infection?
Into this. Yes.
Because I got some ideas about this whole thing.
So Carl Urban's sister, who was played by
Rosamund Pike.
Who, for those of you uninitiated, Gone Girl.
Samantha Grimm
mm-hmm.
is the character's name.
Related to the other
Related
guy named
to John
Grimm.
Grimm.
I already forgot his name.
2 minutes older than him in the movie.
They made a quirk. But she was out there with a bunch of other people. They're doing their research on the Ark on a planet.
It says Mars in the description.
Yeah, that's what it is
it
in Dune.
It doesn't seem like it's Mars, though.
Yeah, Dune did a better job of showing it was Mars, even though it wasn't Mars, than this movie did.
Dune, I was like, hey, look, it's Mars. They filmed this on Mars.
They got Timothy Chalamet all the way up there.
How did they get that guy there?
How'd they get him on a rocket ship all the way to Mars?
Do you think if you put Timothy Chalamet in a rocket ship, he would just like disintegrate into bones?
No.
Oh, man, there goes my Saturday night.
What kind of rockets are you going on where you disintegrate the second you leave the atmosphere? It's a pretty shitty rocket, if I do say so myself. I'm a rocket expert, for those of you who
don't. I don't disintegrate into bones.
Oh, just Timothy
Chalamet?
Do
you think if we put Timothy Chalamet on a rocket ship?
Do you think if we put The Rock on a rocket ship?
The Rock is the rocket ship.
It is a rocket ship. But if it goes fast, the rocket ship. It goes fast enough, and he shrivels a little bit, and he's this version of himself when he gets to Mars.
Oh, because of like time travel and like what happened to Iron Man in Endgame.
Yeah.
We figured it out. They're all connected.
They're all connected.
So the Disneyverse of Jungle Cruise. And at the end of the movie, when they go and explore France? Some
European.
Europe? Yeah, they're in Europe for sure.
He's wearing a purple suit. It's funny.
They don't tell you, but in the next 5 minutes, they're like, The Rock, we need you to go on a spaceship. Emily Blunt goes too. She doesn't make it. And that's how they connect Jungle Cruise to Doom 2003 to 5.
Yeah. And then at the end of this, when The Rock dies and gets exploded, he actually comes back as Black Adam in the next movie. It's all connected. It's just The Rock cinematic universe.
Hold on.
That face. What's the face for?
So, I think his character's name in this movie is The Rock.
No. His name is Sarge.
So here, shut up and let me explain.
All right.
So it's the cast list on one side,
yeah,
which is the actors' names.
Yes.
On the right side is their characters' names.
Of course, how cast lists work.
His is Sarge, in parentheses, as The Rock.
Do you think it's Sarge portrayed by The Rock being played by The Rock?
So that's what I want to know. Is it Dwayne Johnson playing The Rock playing Sarge? Like, so I don't know.
Do you think this movie is just a long hour scheme of him doing an impression of himself acting as Doom Guy in the Doom
movie? I don't know what
movie?
It would mean. I don't
like,
know what
it
would
mean. Because if it was someone else, it'd be like Sarge as The Rock played by Benedict Cumberbatch. You're like, okay, so Benedict Cumberbatch is doing a Rock impression of this guy. So he's playing himself playing Sarge.
All right.
All right. Well, no, that answered a lot of questions. Back to the logistics of this whole thing. We took a big detour on that one.
It was necessary.
It was necessary because we connected all the dots. So this parasite thing, if you're angry and you'll kill people, you turn into a monster.
You turn into a big, scary monster that kind of looks like Stranger Things.
Yeah. Kind of. More like Hellboy kind
They're
of stuff.
They're just a humanoid that kind of looks like they just went...
Yeah. Big old, it looks like me after a whole family-sized pizza from Pizza Hut. I have a problem.
The parasites in the pizza.
Yes, parasites. You ever realize where they got that sausage?
You ever seen that post that was like, do you like crust on your pizza?
What do you mean?
Do you eat the crust?
I mean, depends on if the crust is good or not.
Okay, well, if considering the crust is good.
Yes, then I'll eat the crust.
Because there's people, you know, they won't eat the crust out there.
I mean, yeah, to each their own.
Have you seen the age-old post that's like, we should put poison in the pizza and then the antidote in the crust?
Oh.
So if you don't eat the crust... You die.
I'd just stop eating pizza if I found out about that.
I'd be like, oh man, I gotta eat the crust now, you know? But I don't think I'd stop eating pizza.
Really?
No.
If you knew if you didn't eat the crust, you'd die?
You're like on your 10th slice and you're like halfway through. Oh God.
Is it like you have to eat the whole pizza to get fully poisoned?
It's properly portioned.
So if I took a nibble, I wouldn't die. I'd just get like food poisoning?
Please don't think about it too much.
Okay,
really
gotcha.
Gotcha.
Here. Okay.
Where all the crust eaters going to go? We were going to have heaven on earth, but now I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I hate you. You know how this is a video game, as we've mentioned beforehand. What about... Oh, shit. We have yet to finish our thought.
About how they got infected.
Yes. So
they can see the 10% of the brain that is still genetically unmapped, which is apparently where the soul resides. They threw that line in there.
Don't know why we don't have the soul figured out yet.
How have we not figured out the
just
soul?
Just watch the Pixar
movie.
Can,
the alien parasite zombie thing can read your soul, determine if you're a good or a bad person. If you're a bad person, you become a monster.
If you're a naughty, naughty
if
boy.
If you're a good person, you get superpowers.
Yes. You get the 24th chromosome.
Mm-hmm. No one in this movie got the 24th chromosome.
Yeah.
Right?
Doom Guy did.
Yeah, but from the monsters.
Oh, no. No one, like, naturally got it.
Yeah. No one was like, hey, I'm a good guy.
Hey, what's up with this?
So is it literally just Doom Guy that can...
I think most children...
What's the lore here?
I think it's just, like, the women and children because they're, like, not aggressive or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever, because the only people who weren't dead were women and children. But then, you know, The Rock machine gunned them all.
But then they... Did the things ever kill female doctors?
It killed everyone.
Facility? So then why, when it went to Nevada, was it like, ooh, women? No, I'm good.
I don't know. It's weird. I think it's like the alien race had it, and then this like genome could be spread, but it just didn't.
I don't know.
I don't think this movie's worth enough brain power.
No, it's probably not.
Last thing I want to talk about, and then the floor is yours for your last comments. You know how the game is first person? Would you think about that like 5-minute first person shooter section?
It was so cool. And then I got sick.
I got nauseous.
I was like, oh, man.
Like, can't when the, do this. When it's the like bomb watching blew
someone
up,
play VR.
Yeah.
And you're like, whew.
When the monster blew up and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, let's stop.
I was like,
and then when he shot his reflection, cool. I was like,
yeah, like if the starting sequence was like him getting ready and then we just went back to normal shots, I'd be like, oh, he's playing the video game. He's Doom Guy.
Yeah.
I got it. I can just watch from. I can take a step back now.
Yeah. I did like how they did it. Like, this guy has no control over the gun. It's like, and his arms wiggling all over the place. But
it was cool.
Other than that, I did like that addition.
The one scene with the axe where he shot it and then it fell
in the zombie's head. And that it was still cool. Didn't die. That was that freaking was cool. Radical.
That's from. What's your favorite scene?
Favorite scene? Mm-hmm. Probably when the guy says, "I'm gonna go take a shit," and then calls like
backup,
and then gets ripped up out of the bathroom.
Yeah, I liked realizing that Pinky had become a monster.
Mm-hmm. Because you're like,
ooh, he's fighting one right now, and then I'm like, why is that?
Oh, it's
the wheelchair. It's the permanent wheelchair.
Freaking Pinky, no.
Yeah. See, in his next life, he would have been better without the wheelchair,
yeah.
It seemed. Because it seemed like a very big hindrance during this fight.
Yeah.
He seemed like he really would have killed Doom Guy if he didn't have that wheelchair. So.
But then also, Doom Guy had a chainsaw, so.
That was pretty cool.
Not much you can do against Doom Guy with the chainsaw.
It was cool how many different weapons they incorporated into like a 5-minute first-person shot. Ooh. That was the best shot of the movie for sure.
BFG.
Until I got sick of it. BFG.
The Big Friendly Giant. Nah.
Big fucking gun.
It's nice. The big fucking gun from the first Doom game that's in every other one.
Mm-hmm. They had a different name for it.
It was a BFG.
Yeah, but when like they had like an official science name underneath it.
I thought it was big fucking gun.
That's what The Rock calls
once
he goes into the room. But it was like biomedical and it was like some...
ballistic firing gun.
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever it is.
But then The Rock was like, big fucking gun.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy gets it. This guy knows what he's talking about. You know what I mean?
This guy gets it.
He gets it.
All right. So, what do you want to rate this movie? Out of 6 shots of The Rocks with jump wires behind him. Did you see that when they fought at the end? And he jumped up the stairs? You can see the wires on his back.
That's awesome.
I paused and I was like, there's no way they did this. But they did it. So, what do you rate this out of 6 horribly put together action scenes?
I'm torn. I liked it.
I'm going to give this like a 3.5.
I'll agree with your 3.5 out of 6. What does that equate to? Something, I'm
Something
sure.
Something or other. Better than an F.
A little bit over 50%.
Better probably. Than an F. But you know what? It really is spooky that we finally agreed on something. Because we tied it back into the Halloween thing.
Talking boobies.
Ooh. Oh.
58.33% we just saw from our producer offset. We have a producer now.
No.
No.
Don't have a producer.
Yeah, we do. The audience needs to know we have a producer. So we seem more legitimate, Danon.
No, we have a friend with a calculator.
Yeah, our producer. Yeah, there's the producer voice.
Yeah.
You hear that every now in the shows when they get too meta.
Yeah.
I think we're getting a little too meta.
We're
probably end the episode.
We gotta end it right here.
Yeah.
You all have a safe and spooky Halloween, and we will catch you all in the next episode, Marvel's The Eternal. Hopefully, we don't have to wait an eternity to get that one.
Can I come say bye to your camera since mine?
Absolutely, come over.
All right,
here.
I'll come say bye to your camera.
And that is goodbye from all... Holy shit!
Roomies talking movies.
That's what you're ending with?
It's about drive, it's about power. We stay hungry, we devour. Put in the work, put in the hours, and take what's ours.